T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now, Cougs Radio Network analyst and E-Force Football coach, quarterback. We're not going to call him a whisperer, are we? Do we call him a whisperer?
And
guru?
New dad also, right?
And new dad.
Congratulations. I haven't got a chance to say that yet.
Alex Brink. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you.
What's sleep like there, bro? I remember that day. I remember what it's like.
I've just decided that sleep happens in like a 24-hour block now, right?
So
like
somewhere.
If I get 6 hours in those 24 hours, then it's okay. That's what I convinced myself anyway.
Yeah, well, you've already got it down. I mean, yesterday when we were texting, you said you're surviving.
Yeah.
And that's parenting.
Yeah.
You have a newborn.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exactly what it is. Just get to the next day.
Exactly.
Keep the chains moving. You
know, right. Well, you know, it could be worse, right? Because at least with a newborn, he's not doing a whole lot right now. So being stuck in the house is not the worst. It's not like having toddlers or something like that.
Wait till they start moving, man. Oh, boy. Wait till they start moving and crawling. Next thing you know, you're like, oh, my gosh. It's like herding cats. They're everywhere.
Right.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad everybody healthy, safe. You staying at home and all that stuff? You doing that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
yes, we are socially distancing, staying at home, and everybody is healthy and safe to this point.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Cougs. Start this thing off with a little Cougs action. Nick Rolovich, man, he's come in, and he's throwing haymakers when he's coming in. He's out in the community. He was buying people food when he first showed up, doing meet and greets at bars, and now he's helping out any way he can with, you know, the coronavirus aid up in the Palouse and Spokane area. What has been the initial impression of Nick Rolovich in the first couple of months on the job?
Well, I tell you what, he's been first class. And, you know, I've known Coach Rolovich for a while since, you know, his time being on the West Coast and throughout the Mountain West. And so, you know, there was always, you knew he was a good dude. He's a good coach. But I think the way he stepped into this role at Washington State and just embraced the community, embraced, you know, being a Coug and what that means. I mean, you said it, in his first week on the job, he's over in Seattle for a function. He goes to a local bar and says, hey, any Cougs in the area, come on down. Tweets it out, says, come on down. I'm buying, you know, drinks on me, right? And if we all know Cougs, right? Anybody buying drinks is close to their heart. So that's how he kicked it off. But since then, you're talking about some of the things he's doing, you know, off the field right now up in Pullman. Him and his staff are going around to all the local restaurants. Every night they're supporting one of the local restaurants, right? Like things like that, that build community. I mean, he's embraced that. And to be totally honest, it's a little bit of a refresher from Mike Leach, who, you know, was a great football coach and did a ton of great things at Washington State. But, you know, he was not the guy that was, you know, front and center in the community. He kind of kept to himself other than his daily walks to work. But in general, you know, Nick Rolovich's personality has really been a light up in Pullman.
So talk about a little bit, Alex, about the system and about how much different it is not having Coach Leach there and what Coach Rolovich is going to bring around. Selfishly, is a tight end going to come back in this game? And will you see a little bit of that? Is this offensive system going to transition really quickly, do you think, with some of the personnel that was already at the university?
Sure. I mean, there's definitely some there's more flexibility in the run and shoot or the fun and gun, as, you know, Coach Rolovich likes to call it, in that, you know, there's things like tight ends, you know, can come into play if he needs them. The running back is featured much more particularly, you know, running the football. You know, he's had multiple thousand-yard rushers during his time at Hawaii. And, you know, so I think there's some of those changes are going to be good, provide a little bit more balance. But in general, you know, personnel-wise, it is very plug-and-play. I mean, I talked to him and the other guys, the other guys on the offensive staff during signing day back in February, and they, you know, they said, hey, we look at this roster, and these are guys that, you know, are better versions of what we had at Hawaii in that they can just step in and play right away, you know, with the speed and the depth of the receiver position. Quarterback's obviously going to be a question mark, but in general, the roster fits really well offensively with what, you know, Coach Rolovich and those guys want to do. And that was a big part of the hire. I mean, Pat Shen, the AD, said, we are not, you know, doing a rebuild. This is, the hire was going to be to win in 2020. And that's what I think the goal was in bringing Coach Rolovich in.
So is it your belief that, I know that spring football, how much spring football did they get in? Will it hurt a little bit? So you believe that because maybe the terminology and maybe some of the systems are already in place, that it won't hurt as much as other universities that are going through maybe a coaching change or could miss some significant time from spring and into fall camp?
I think, you know, I think probably the better way to put it is that, you know, the personnel-wise, it's a good fit. You're not going to have to learn, like, a ton of new formations. You're not going to have to learn, like, a bunch of new concepts in the sense of, you know, bringing, you know, you don't have to have two tight end sets and fullbacks and that sort of thing. It's still a spread offense. But I do think, you know, fundamentally, it is different than the air raid, and they're missing, you know, spring ball. I mean, I don't even know if they got any practice in, you know, maybe one or two, you know, but the fundamentally, you know, there is some big differences between run and shoot and air raid. And one of those big differences is that, you know, the receivers have a ton of latitude to make changes in their in the play, on the fly, you know, change their routes. For instance, if I'm a receiver and I'm running a go route and I recognize that it's a certain coverage and I can't win on that go route, I can turn that go route into an in route or a curl route, right? And so the quarterback and the receiver have to be on the same page and be seeing the same thing, and that's why those reps are so important. So I do think, you know, there is an element we're missing, you know, practice time and spring ball could have an effect on this offense early in the season because, you know, there is more where the quarterback and wide receiver have to be on the same page.
Alex Brink is our guest, Cougs Radio Network color analyst for the football program. And, you know, unfortunately, this is what the second time in the last couple of years the Cougs have lost a player unexpectedly in a death, Bryce Beekman. Passing away. And, you know, this is something where, you know, it's heartbreaking watching, you know, family members and then teammates say, this is the second time I've had to go through this in my time at Washington State. How is the football community up there and, well, the whole Coug community handling the loss of yet another player on the heels of, you know, Tyler Helinski?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is, as you said, tragic. I mean, absolutely heartbreaking. And I think, you know, as a family, we're all trying to come together at this time. And, you know, Bryce is a kid. He was a junior college transfer who came in. He was a full-time starter last year, you know, for the Cougs. And, you know, more importantly than being a good player, he was a great person and a great kid. My experience with him, you know, posting him in interviews and all that, I mean, he really just lit up the room. And so, you know, it's heartbreaking in that sense. And, you know, I think from a football team and a football community and at Washington State, it's, you're really trying to rally together and support each other during this time because, you know, there's not only do you have, you know, that challenge going on, you have the challenge of everybody having to be separated because of, you know, the nature of where we're at with, you know, the coronavirus and having to be socially distant. So how do we manage this, you know, both from an emotional and kind of a mental standpoint? And so I think trying to rally together as much as possible, you know, and doing that the best way we can.
You know, during this time, Alex, it's definitely different for a lot of young athletes. And, you know, and you're part of eForce. I don't know what your system is, and I'm seeing a lot of different coaches doing video study, putting out on their social media platforms drills and things to do. If you're a young athlete right now and you're trying to prepare for whatever, let's be specific. I mean, we're talking about football, maybe the quarterback play or other types of things. What can these athletes do to learn how to motivate? Because that's one of the things I think it's harder in today's world is that there's a lot of direction. There's a lot of coaching. Some of these athletes are waiting for things to do. How can they self-motivate, or what are some of the ideas that you could help them with?
Yeah, no, it's a great point. I mean, it's a very challenging time to be, you know, I think a young athlete, particularly at the high school level, because, you know, you're, you know, you might have missed your spring season. You're looking ahead to fall and football wise, what that might look like, you know, specifically for them. And, you know, there's this time right now where, you know, everybody's at home and it's really easy to kind of just sit back and say, well, I'll pick it up once I'm allowed to get outside or get back at the gym. And the reality is that, you know, if you spend this time, you know, not working and not getting better, you're going to set yourself back. And that's hard because, you know, as young people, you know, like you said, not having the direction of somebody telling me what to do and having a lot of hours in the day, I don't always take advantage of them. And so my experience and what we've done, and, you know, particularly at eForce, is try to move things, you know, more to an online and to a digital platform. So football specific wise, we're doing a ton of, you know, kind of neck up type of thing, chalk talks, Zoom meetings, and doing, you know, looking at film and breaking down, you know, what it means to process the defense, not just from a quarterback position, but from a wide receiver position or a running back position. And then defensively, you know, what are we looking at? How do offenses line up to us? You know, how can we get our technique better? Because there's a lot that you can do, right? And what I've found is that, you know, guys that really want it, you know, they're finding a way to work, right? They can do something in the garage. They can do something, you know, out in the street, at least for a little bit, and in the backyard. And so you have to find a way to just chip away at it and keep, you know, at the very least, don't take a step back, right? Try and maintain where you're at before all this happened. And I think, you know, we found with our performance training, you know, providing opportunities, home workouts that don't necessarily require having weight, because you don't have to have the weight to still get better. And so there's tons of ways to do it. The resources are available online. We have them at eForceSports.com. They're available on YouTube. They're available on Twitter. Go find it if you're a young athlete and keep working, because you can't take this time off and then expect to just pick it back up, right?
You know, is that something that, you know, you guys are trying to reinforce with kids? Because this is, we talk about uncharted territory in so many different ways with what's going on right now. But the injury prevention too, like just doing a little bit of work, and especially with like a quarterback's arm and kind of ramping up, at what point in the year do you really start, you know, getting your arm loose and ready for the fall? Because eventually it's got to be ready to throw the football.
No doubt. And it's a real lesson in accountability for, you know, for young people, because as you look at it, the things that, you know, especially that we do with eForce, right, there's some things that are really fun, right? Like, hey, I can get on the field and I can play 7-on-7 or go throw 1-on-1s or do these things that, you know, they're fun and they have value, but they also may not be the most important thing. And sometimes the most important things that we do as athletes are kind of the most mundane things also, right? So if I'm a quarterback, it may not be throwing the deep ball 50 yards downfield. It may be simply working on where does my plant foot go, or how do I finish my follow through, or what does my release look like, that I can do literally in my driveway, or I could do in a patch of grass, you know, next to my house. But that, you know, when we're not in a situation like this, that seems so boring. It seems like I'm not getting much done. But, you know, now it's like, hey, let's refocus on some of the little things as athletes. And it could be a basketball player working on his dribbling. I saw a great clip from Peyton Pritchard the other day working on stationary dribbling. Like, right? I mean, that to me is a great example of an athlete in his prime teaching young people that, hey, you don't have to go out and jack threes to become a better basketball player. You can do it in your garage practicing your dribbling. And I think that's kind of the way we should approach this from an athletic standpoint in the time we're in.
Finally, here's a question that's kind of been what's been plaguing me, because it's difficult during the time of figuring out what we do with sports and what the future will hold. Football in the fall, and you know, we get to see the NFL draft, or we think about high school right now. We see that the college eligibility has changed and some of those things. And you're looking at athletes, and we're looking at it. Where has sports fallen for you right now when it comes to recognizing what's important, what isn't important, how much we miss it, or some of the outlets we use when it comes to talking with athletes or doing that? How much have you missed sports, or is it still settling in a little bit for you?
I mean, it's just so unprecedented, right? I mean, I wake up every morning and you kind of expect, you know, that you're going to wake up and come out of a dream and you're going to be able to go back to your daily life. And the reality is we can't, and we have to all take it upon ourselves to appreciate, you know, where we're at as a society and how we can individually make it better. I like that. You know, I think in general, one of my kind of core values is that, you know, us as human beings can impact each other, you know, kind of one-to-one. And if we all do that every day, just that little bit in our circle, it's going to make the entire country, the entire world better, instead of focusing on this way bigger picture. And this is a great example of that. If every day we focus on, hey, just staying inside and just being socially distant and those sort of things, we can beat this thing together. And so, you know, sports for me, you know, that's what I think about is if we all do this, then, you know, sports will be able to come back. But if we don't abide by all these things and try our best to do this, then, you know, we may be looking at a fall where we don't have football. And that's a really scary thing when I think about seniors in high school and mm-hmm. their opportunities to, you know, be out on Friday nights again. And so, you know, trying to do that, I think, is the biggest thing. For me, it's you know, it's always hard when golf season comes around. I want to be out on the golf course. I want to watch the Masters, right? Yeah. So that's really from a spectator where I feel the most hurt. But, you know, more so from, you know, as a you know, human being, it's looking at the world we're in right now and what we need to do individually to make sure we beat this thing together.
Hey, you know, one thing is that a lot of new dads say, I can't get out and go golfing because I got the little one. Now is the time to do it because they sleep. They're sleeping most of the time.
It's a great point.
You put him in the car seat, put him in the golf mm-hmm. cart with you, and he can roll around with you. He's got to learn the game somehow.
Good luck telling the wife with that one. Good luck. Good luck.
I know, right? That's where my mind went. But then I'm also thinking about Dusty. Like, boy, that's a real bet move on Dusty's part.
That's right. You know? Yeah. That's right. And because the way my wife looks at it is that she's going, all right, I get some free time too. If you're willing to take that burden on, go ahead and you got to try. You never know if it's going to work unless you try, Brink. So give it a whirl, man. Go do it.
Absolutely. I'll run a viral right now. Yeah. We can make this.
See how that works out, then report back.
Yeah, let me know. Just text me. I'll do a welfare check on you mm-hmm. later and let's see how it works out. All right, please. Alex Brink, Cougs Radio Network, and E-Force Football, man. Really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.